You have an acid salt, and then you have a alkaline salt. And whatever crop you're growing, you have to grow. If it's an acid-loving type crop, then you keep it at that fertilizer, but use an acid-type fertilizer for it.
What would you call a soil that's not very good for growing things?
A loamy soil.
A what?
Loamy.
Uh-huh. What does that look like?
Kind of clay and sticky.
Mm-hmm.
Not much fertilizer in it.
Mm-hmm. What about a real rich soil? What would you call that?
Real fertile.
Mm-hmm.
It's darker in color. And
mm-hmm. No special names?
Mm-mm.
The flat land along a stream or a river that's overflowed and it's real good for planting.
Right now, there's nothing too good for planting where there's close to an overflow.
Do you ever hear of lowland or bottoms?
Bottoms.
Uh-huh.
But around here, the bottoms usually are not good for planting.
Why not?
Because we have so much rain in this area that you're taking a chance when you plant where it can overflow.
Mm-hmm. Was this area hurt very badly from the Mississippi?
Not in this particular area, but now my husband has sold trailers to people that have camps, you know, on Old River and Lake Mary. And they've had to move the trailers out already, and we don't get our wet weather until spring when the snow starts thawing and moving down. And
they've already had to move out this time of year?
Already. And so everybody's getting very concerned.
Uh-huh.
And the areas up in Mississippi that they use for soybean planting normally was flooded 12 feet under last year. And it's already under this year.
Mm-hmm.
They've just finished cutting off their crop. You know, they just got what they could in.
Do you think things will be worse this year?
I'm sure they will be worse. The levees up at Angola, they tell me, like jelly
mm-hmm.
already, and this isn't even spring.
Mm-hmm. What about a field that might be good for growing hay, but not much else besides that? A good grassland, you'd call that a
pasture land.
Uh-huh. Do you ever hear of prairie or meadow?
No, not really, not in this area.
What about the place along the sea, on the Gulf, where the salt hay grows?
The salt hay?
Uh-huh. Would you know anything about?
I don't think they grow anything too much along the coast of Louisiana because it's marshy.
Uh-huh. What do you mean marshy?
Well, it's very wet.
Mm-hmm.
And spongy.
Mm-hmm.
It's
what grows in the marsh? Anything?
And palmettos and alligators and
trees, really.
Oh yeah, you have your cypress trees down there. It's a you have underbrush just real
mm-hmm.
thick. This is a real thick area of green growth,
mm-hmm.
but it's just not, you can't walk on it or drive through it. Roads have to be built up, you know, to go through the south part of Louisiana.
And you'd call that